Welcome back to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. I am your host, Naftali Herman. As always, thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the 12th day of the month of Kislev. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you're enjoying and benefiting from the Daily Call, please let your family and friends know about it. Share it with your circle of friends on WhatsApp, by word of mouth, and let them know that we'd love to have them join us on the program. Each tefillah and word of Torah learned makes a world of a difference here as well as in Shemayim. So let's continue to spread the word. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Jeremy Donath of Congregation Darshei Noam in Fairlawn, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Donath slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Peret, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Meshaberach, Lecholim, and will conclude with the recitation of Achenu. What a pleasure and honor it is to welcome Rabbi Donath back to the Daily Call. Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Donath.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Herman. Thank you, everyone, for coming to this chizuk call. You know, I often get in the car with my toddler-age children, and they immediately request for me to play either Thank You Hashem or Hashem Melech, Hashem Yimloch, one of the popular songs that kids are singing. And I often reflect as they sing these songs, what happens in life as we get older? Are we still singing such songs? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, as much a part of our religious experience as it is for the young children in our community? There's a portion of this past week's parsha that caught my attention. We read in Parsha Vayetze where Yaakov was on a journey, and Yaakov is running away to Haran, and he famously stops to take a little nap, go to sleep. And he puts his head down, and he has a dream, and he dreams that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, appears to him in his dream. Now, Chazal, the rabbis, tell us that Yaakov stopped at this particular location, which actually was the place where the temple stood, Har HaBayit. And Chazal tell us that Yaakov knew very well this was a special place and worthwhile to stop and to spend some time meditating at that place. And that's why Yaakov paused there. If you look at the simple text of the Torah in Bereishit, Perech Chaf Chet, chapter 28, the Torah tells us that when Yaakov woke up from his dream, Vayikat Yaakov Mishnato Vayomer Achen Yesh Hashem Bamakom Hazeh, Va'anoki Lo Yadati, Yaakov remarks, our forefather remarks, that, behold, there is God in this place, and I didn't know. The Eish Kodesh, the Piyazet, the Rav, asks, What are we talking about? If Chazal, the rabbi, tells us that Yaakov knew it was a holy place, so why did Yaakov remark when he woke up, and why did he say, Anochi lo yadati, I didn't know that Yesh Hashem makom hazeh, that God was in this place. The Eish Kodesh, the Piyazet Nerav, and his sefer, his work, Derech HaMelech, gives the following answer, which is very profound. He says, in life, we all have some sense of awareness that God exists. But as we proceed in life, as we experience life, that knowledge needs to transform and go from just intellectual knowledge to a knowledge that is more of a feeling, a knowledge that we can feel in our guts that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God, is with us. And that's our task. Our task is to move, to shift from knowing that God exists intellectually or being able to sing a song, thank you Hashem, or to acknowledge Hashem in simple gestures, to the point where we're able to say, Achen Yesh Hashem Makom Hazeh. to feel it in our gut, to experience God in a much deeper way, where God is not just something external, but something pnimi, something that we feel inside of us. Yaakov's reflection, Achen Yesh Hashem HaMakom HaZeh V'Nochol Yadati, when he woke up the next morning after having that revelation, that dream of God speaking to him, he understood that he had graduated to a higher level of understanding of experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu godliness in his life. We too should all be zocha, be merit, to be able to grow in our understanding of God, in our awareness of God, in our experience of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our lives, to graduate not just from singing songs, but to also feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu with us each and every step of our journey throughout our life. At this point, we'll transition to recite some Tehillim, and then make a Mishabeach for all the Chol Yisrael in our Tefillot. We're going to begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20, and recite some Tehillim together. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid Yancha Adonai biyom tzara Yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach ezrocha mikodesh Umitzion yizadaka Yizkar komichosecha Velosecha yedash nesela Yitein lecha kelvavecha V'chol atzosecha yemalei Yeradin Rabbi Shua Secha, Moshe Mahinu Nidgo, Yemale Adonai, Kol Mishalo Secha. Hata Yadati, Ki Hoshi Adonai Mishicho, Yaneu Mishvei Kacho, Migburos Yesha Yimino. Eilev Arechev, Eilev Asusim, Vanachna Vashem Adonai Eloheinu Haskir. Eima Karu Venafalo, Vanachnu Kamnu Vanisodah. Adonai Oshia, HaMelech Yaneinu B'yom Koreinu. We'll now recite Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Nizmor leDavid, Adonai Roi Lo Echsar, Dinos Desha Yarbitzeini, Ame Minucho Sinaleini, Nafshi Yishoviv Yancheini, V'mag Leitzedek V'man Shemo. Kam ki elech v'geit samoves lo irera ki ata imadi shivtecha u'mishantecha eima yinachamuni ta'aroch lefanai shulchan neged sorerai nishanta v'ashem en roshi kosi v'vaya ach tova chesed yirdufuni kol yimei chayai v'shachti v'es Adonai le'orech yamim. Now recite Perek Kuf Chaf Aleph, chapter 121. Shir Lamalos, Esayna Yal Hari, Meyayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Meim Adonai, Yotei Shamayim Varet, Al Yitein Lamarag Raglecha, Al Yonum Shomerecha, Yinei Lo Yonum Lo Yishan Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shomerecha, Adonai Tzolcha Yad Yeminecha Yama Mashem Eshel Yakecha V'yareach Balayla Adonai Yishmorcha Mikora Yishmor Asnav Shecha Adonai Yishmor Tzeyscha Bo'echa Me'ata V'yad Olam. Now recite Perek Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shem Alot Imamakim Gerasicha Adonai Adonai Shema Bekoli Tiyana Zaka Shulos Lekol Tachanunai Im Avonos Yishvarya Adonai Mi Amar Im Chaslicha Leman Tivarei Kiviti Adonai Kivasa Navshi Livaro Hochalti Navshi Adonai Misham Laboker Shomrim Laboker Yachel Yisrael El Adonai Ki im Adonai ha-chesed beharbei imo fedus. Vehu yiftas Yisrael b'kol avonosam. We now recite Amisha Berach L'cholim. Please insert the name of L'cholim in the pause If you have in mind to daven on behalf of all of Chol Yisrael who need a refuat, refuat nefesh, and refuat haguf. Moshe be'erach avosein Avram Yitzhak v'Yaakov, Moshe be'Aaron David Shlomo, hu yivarech v'yirape es hacholim. Bavo shenach mitalim bavuram. Nishchar zar kadosh baruch hu imalei rachim aleihem. Lachlim am lapot samach tzika vachayosam. Vishlach lahem erafuah shlem eshlem. Vermach evareihem ushetagidehem misoch shakla Yisrael. Refuah shen nefesh refuah sagof. Ha urafuah karova lavo. Hashabag lazman kariv. Venomar amen. We'll conclude the recitation of Achenu. Achenu kol beis Yisrael, hanesunim atzara v'ashivya, ha'omdim bein bayam v'bein bayabasha, ha'makom yirachim aleim yotzim mitzar l'rvacha, o'mefeil al'ora, o'mishibu l'gula, ha'shtabag lozman kariv, v'nomar, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Donath. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered. Latova, the good. Please join us again tomorrow on Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for our next scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.